USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as we learn former President Jimmy Carter admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, for a procedure to relieve pressure from his brain, this stemming from his recent falls.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time.
President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day Parade in New York City. He speaks for about 20 minutes and mentions advancements at the VA.
Our administration and all of the work that we've done, the veteran satisfaction with the VA is at 90%.
Now, in terms of the crowd, some never-Trumpers putting signs up in windows, one saying impeach, the other convict. But supporters of the president cheering him on and loyal followers wearing red MAGA hats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
To the economy now, the national average for a gallon of gas dropping 2 cents over the last week, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the cooler weather may even cause gasoline prices to drift lower.
Even as oil prices remain relatively strong on the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal, demand for gasoline continues to fall slightly as we enter cooler weather, which will allow gas prices to continue slowly falling. In addition, refinery maintenance is generally wrapping up across the nation's refineries. Utilization continues to increase as refineries return to service, churning out more gasoline, helping to put downward pressure on gas prices.
Among the individual states, Louisiana had the lowest price at $2.17 a gallon, while California remained the highest at $4.03.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 10 points to close at 27,691. The NASDAQ down 11 points. The S&P 500 down 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI joins the investigation into the murder in Mexico of 9 members of that Mormon family, 3 women and 6 children gunned down. The teenage boy who survives talking about the unthinkable violence. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A teen survivor of the Mexico drug cartel massacre says he thought he would also be killed. Devin Langford cried during an interview with ABC's Good Morning America as he recalled the horrific shooting that left 9 family members dead.
They just started hitting the car first, like with a bunch of bullets, just started shooting rapidly at us.
The 13-year-old boy was in the car with his mother and 2 siblings when gunmen opened fire. Langford shares what was going through his mind right after the shooting.
If there was anybody else out there trying to shoot me or following me or about my mom and my 2 brothers.
I'm Tim Berg.
And New York Congressman Republican Pete King says he's not running again.
Longtime New York Republican Congressman Peter King announcing on Facebook early Monday morning that he won't be running again next year. He says after spending 28 years in Congress, he wants to spend more time with his family. The congressman, often a champion of national security issues, he says that he will miss the energy and dynamism of a re-election campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.